Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you do still not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not then believe me because of the works themselves, very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in the name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be with you in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, with the Father, will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Each week, we use the liturgical calendar for the reading of the scriptures and the gospel. In doing so, we cover the periods such as Advent and Easter, Lent, and Christmas. We become familiar with the events of each of the seasons and listen to them with renewed and heartfelt emotion. Today we celebrate Pentecost, also called Whit Sunday, especially in the United Kingdom. It is the birthday of the church when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles. We've all heard the story of how Jesus told the apostles in the upper room that he was going away to be with the Father. On Ascension Day, he would be seated at the right hand of the Father. He told them not to be afraid, for he was going to prepare a place for them. It's comforting to remember that Christ, at the time when his ascension was near, he taught that it was better that he go to the Father, that the Spirit would come and be poured into our hearts. His disciples were confused by this and at what Jesus was telling them. They wanted to know where Jesus was going and why they couldn't follow him. Jesus told the disciples that those who obey the commandments and show love will reap great benefits. The Father will love the obedient disciples. Jesus himself will love them, and Jesus will make himself known to them. We are not able to see Jesus as the disciples did, but we have God with us through the abiding gift of the Holy Spirit. On this day of Pentecost, God sent the Holy Spirit to guide us as a helper and counselor in the absence of Jesus. One of the functions of the Spirit is to be present and represent God to the believers as Jesus did in the human state. The Spirit dwells not only in our bodies, but in our hearts, our inner being. Paul says that God sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts. Paul uses the word indwelling, telling us that our bodies are temples, and the Holy Spirit which lives in us is a gift given to us from God, and we receive it at our baptism. God uses the term our bodies as our lives, as our house in which the Spirit dwells. As the Spirit raised Jesus, he will raise us also as he lives in us. As we grow with the Spirit, we change inside in our character, the holy character. The Spirit overtakes our mind, our heart, and inner being to create who we are and who we become in God's eyes. When we wake in the morning, we should first thank God for the day, because we never know what will happen or where we will be led. We've all experienced times and challenges in our lives. In today's world, people suffer from various health issues and problems, addictions to smoking, alcohol, and drugs. There are countless individuals dealing with all types of issues. If we truly believe in God, we have the Holy Spirit who will help us and guide us. As we become believers in Jesus, we walk in love with him and knowledge and power of him and with the Spirit that lives within us. In Romans, we are told that if we believe and are led by the Spirit rather than the flesh, we become more righteous. We turn away from sin and destruction. We renew ourselves in a new direction with Jesus through the Spirit. A few years ago, my husband and I, we were going through what we thought was the worst time of our lives. We found ourselves being used unfairly, targeted and threatened and attacked in our very own livelihood. Looking back on that time of our lives, the loss, the fear, the hopelessness was by far the best thing that could have happened to us. It made us rely on ourselves, but on the one true God who created us. Through much prayer to God, we received the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helped us and supported us. Our lives began to change, and we accepted God's path, and we were led here to St. Philip's Church. When we have days of groaning and pain and gloom, we don't know what to pray for. The Spirit helps us in our hearts and our minds and the will of God. Jesus always hears what we have asked God. We have confidence that we can ask anything according to his will, and he hears us. Here at St. Philip's, we are a community of believers who believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. We work together for his purpose through the Spirit. We feel his Spirit in our work here with the services at the nursing homes. We serve the community dinners. We serve those who are in need at the thrift shop. We've become his servants through scripture readings, altar servers, reading prayers of the people, acolyte servers, coffee hour hosts. We're all being inspired by the Spirit within us. As children of God, we build new self-character within ourselves and our lives with joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We possess kindness towards each other in loving our neighbors with the love and grace of God. When we make the sign of the cross, it is an act of a prayer. The three fingers represent Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The two fingers stick together towards us are symbols of the divine and human nature of Jesus Christ. We are declaring that we are children of Christ. Amen.